This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Continuing to follow the dark case of Lucy Letby as we bring you her trial in sequential order. Some of these events took place in fall of last year of 2022. But to give you full context of how this trial is going, we are backtracking and moving forward from there all the way to present day, where the trial continues on. We are up to day 4 in the trial of Lucy Letby. Let's go to our coverage.
In the dimly lit, somber halls of Manchester Crown Court, a dark tale unfolded as nurse Lucy Letby faced her trial on the accusations of 7 counts of murder and 10 attempted murders of innocent newborns. At the heart of this chilling story was the discovery of a post-it note found in her home, scrawled with the haunting words, "I did this." Day 4 of the trial revealed messages allegedly written by Letby, 32, that confessed to her heinous acts, such as, "I killed them on purpose," and "I will never have children or marry." These notes, found among other papers and scribblings, were presented to the jury by Nick Johnson, KC, the prosecuting attorney. Yet, within these notes also lay many protestations of innocence. The shocking allegations against Letby involved the poisoning and other violent methods of attack against newborns during her alleged killing spree on the neonatal unit at Countess of Chester Hospital between June 2015 and June 2016. In her defense, Ben Myers, KC, argued that the notes were a reflection of Letby's anguish, not guilt. Myers painted a picture of a young woman reeling from the accusations against her, simply trying to process the horror of what she was being accused of. Myers further argued that the suboptimal care infants received at the Countess of Chester had nothing to do with Letby, but instead were due to problems within the unit itself. The defense pointed to a number of instances where children recovered after being moved away from a hospital, stating that the improvement in their conditions indicated shortcomings in the hospital's care. As the trial continued, the court delved deeper into Letby's life, unveiling what lay behind the closed doors of her home on Westbourne Road in Chester. Among the items found were paperwork relating to many of the children who died or suffered collapses, as well as post-it notes with the names of her colleagues. The green post-it note, brandished as a crucial piece of evidence, displayed the chilling words, "I don't deserve to live. I killed them on purpose because I'm not good enough to care for them. I am a horrible, evil person, and in capital letters, I am evil, I did this." The prosecution pointed to other notes that showed Letby's growing frustration at not being allowed back on the neonatal unit and her concerns over the long-term effects of the allegations against her. The jury was left with a stark choice to make: determine whether or not Letby had committed these dreadful things after hearing all the evidence. As the trial continued, the defense painted a picture of Letby as a dedicated nurse who loved her job and cared deeply for the babies and their families. They argued that absence of evidence did not equate to evidence of guilt, and that the true foundation of the case lay in the medical evidence. With baby Ed, another example of suboptimal care by the Countess of Chester Hospital, the defense maintained that there was no evidence to suggest Lucy Letby was responsible for any harm caused to the baby. Ben Myers, KC, stated that the defense did not accept Letby as the cause of harm to child I, a baby girl she was accused of attempting to kill on 3 occasions before succeeding on the 4th attempt. Myers argued that the collapses and ultimate death of child are the result of clinical problems likely to be inevitable given her extreme prematurity. Regarding child J, who Letby is accused of attempting to murder, Myers said that the Countess of Chester Hospital was well out of its depth in terms of treatment. He suggested that the assumption of deliberate harm had been made rather than considering an alternative explanation of a baby receiving inadequate care. For child K, accused of being harmed by the deliberate dislodging of a breathing tube, Myers argued that the probable cause was the child inadvertently moving the tube herself. Her case, like others, was another example of suboptimal care, as she should have been treated at a more specialist unit. Letby is accused of murdering 7 premature babies and attacking 10 more over the course of a year by poisoning them with insulin, injecting air into their bloodstreams, or overfeeding them milk. Baby P suffered a sudden and acute deterioration before preparations were put in place to move into another hospital. Just before the planned transfer, a doctor was said to be optimistic about his prospects, but then Letby allegedly said to him something like, "He's not leaving alive here, is he?" Shortly after that exchange, baby P collapsed and died. Prosecutor Nick Johnson KC suggested that Letby knew what she had done to baby P and therefore knew what was likely to happen, as it was something she had done to so many other children. A coroner recorded the death as prematurity, but independent experts who reviewed Child P's case said the most likely cause was air injected into his stomach, which compromised his breathing. The final incident outlined by the prosecution was the alleged attempted murder by Letby of baby Q on June 25, 2016, the day after she allegedly killed baby P. The Crown alleges that Letby injected baby Q with excess air and a clear fluid, possibly water or saline, into his stomach via a nasogastric tube in a bid to murder him. Baby Q was later transferred to another hospital, where he made a rapid recovery when removed from the orbit of Lucy Letby. Following the events from June 2015 to June 2016, the hospital removed Letby from a hands-on role and moved her to clerical duties where she would not come into contact with children. The police were contacted, and a very lengthy and complex investigation ensued, which involved independent pediatricians and other specialists reviewing numerous cases that passed through the neonatal unit. Letby's parents, Susan and John, are supporting her at her 6-month trial at Manchester Crown Court. She denies all 22 charges.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Just amazing, these charges against Lucy Letby. If you want to weigh in with your opinion on this case, you can do so. 888-5-KILLER is our phone number. 888-554-5537. To express your opinion, we would love to hear it. If you want to listen to the show ad-free and get access to all of our podcasts, every case that we're following for you and each individual sub-channel, you can do it through Apple Podcasts. Even try it for 3 days free and go ad-free. Trust me, you will love it. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.